Japa Meditation Walkthrough Series. Now we will begin to describe the individual markings or symbols on the bottoms of Radha and Krishna's feet and what they mean. These descriptions are coming from a collection of shastras. They're coming from Skanda Puran, Matsya Puran, Garga Samhita, Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam called Sararta Darshani, and his commentary on Govinda Lilamrita called Ananda Chandrika. Also, Rupa Chintamani, a small book by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And finally, one small book by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad entitled Sri Karapada Jugala Samavritti. Marks that appear on Radha and Krishna's feet are indicated in the book with brackets and a capital RK. Marks that appear only on Radha's feet are marked R and Krishna's K inside the brackets. So this symbols, the meditation, the symbols on Radha and Krishna's lotus feet is best done simply by concentrating on the audio walkthrough while chanting with the head covered and eyes closed, full absorption and concentration on the meditation. Or one could hold a chart of Radha and Krishna's lotus feet in front of him, or fix it to the wall in front of him if he wants to see it, and of course opening his eyes, and then look at that chart and listen to the audio and chant japa. That would be one idea. Ultimately, the best is what we're striving for is to be able to sit down, cover our heads with our japa meditation concentration cloths and our ears, and in our silent solitude of our japa caves, we'll close our eyes and visualize Radharani's feet and Krishna's feet and all the marks on each of their feet and meditate on the meanings while chanting. Because meditating on the meaning of the holy name, which is recommended by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also includes meditating. Some meanings of the holy name are actual leelas. Some meanings of the holy name are prayers for service. And some meanings of the holy name can be meditating on the meaning of their lotus feet, because the Naam, Rup, Guna, and Leela, the name of Radha and Krishna, the names, their transcendental forms, divine qualities, and nectar-filled eternal leelas are all non-different. So the meaning of the holy name means the meanings of the symbols on Radha and Krishna's feet. So we will begin with describing the symbols. The conch shell. Shank. This is found on the feet of Radha and Krishna. Of course, Krishna's left foot, Radharani's right foot. The shank, or conch shell, is a symbol of victory, proclaiming that those who take shelter of Radha Govinda's lotus feet. Radha Govinda Charna Ashraya are always saved from all distress and awarded with fearlessness, as the conch holds water for bathing the divine couple. Yugal Kishora. Their lotus feet contain the nectar or amrit that extinguishes the blazing fire of the material miseries of devotees. Flag, dwaj, dwaja. This is on the feet of Radha and Krishna. The flag is on Krishna's, on the bottom of Krishna's right foot and Radha's left foot. The dwaj, or flag, announces security and protection from fear for devotees who meditate on Radha Govinda's lotus feet. And the flag on Radha's feet proclaims supreme victory for her and her sakis over Krishna. Jai Shri, Jai Shri, Jai Shri Radhe. Fish, muchly. The fish is on Krishna's left foot and Radharani's right foot. A fish, muchly, cannot exist without water. Similarly, devotees cannot live a moment without the lotus feet of Radha Shamsundar. On Radha's right foot, the fish indicates that Radha cannot live a moment without her beloved Shyam. Our fickle minds resemble fish. They're going here and there. So one must diligently practice meditation by fixing the lotus feet of Radha Govinda Yugal in his heart. The lotus feet of Radha Govinda, like a fish, can never live in a dry place. The heart must first become liquefied like a lake, full of loving mellows to attract the fish of their lotus feet. One type of fish is called, or muchly, is called makara, which is imprinted on Kamadev's dwaja. It's the insignia or representative mark of Cupid, the god of material love or desire. The makara on Krishna's left foot excites the Brajagopis with desires for Rati Keli, amorous affairs. The makara on Krishna's left foot also indicates that Krishna, Ananga Kamadev Sri Krishna, Smara Murtiman, Sakshat Manmata Manmata Sri Shyam, has completely conquered Cupid, and thus he is now displaying Cupid's flag of surrender on the sole of his left foot. The flag indicates that during pralaya, or devastation, Krishna assumes the form of Matsyavatar, the fish incarnation, to save his devotees. the lotus on the feet of Radha and Krishna. The lotus flower is blossoming and open, beautiful and fragrant, is on Krishna's right foot and Radha's left foot. Padma, or lotus. The nectar-filled lotus creates greed for prema in the bee-like minds of devotees who meditate on Radha Govinda's lotus feet. The Padma, or lotus, Kamal, is the symbol of Lakshmi Devi she holds in her hand, and it indicates that devotees who remember Radha Govinda's lotus feet, they will always be fortunate and successful. The lotus feet of Radha Shyam are so soft that they can be compared to lotus petals. At first glance, their feet appear like fresh lotus blossoms. The kamal, or lotus, denotes that Radha and Krishna's lotus feet always move and live in Brajabhumi, which is shaped like a lotus. Charasikosh Vrindavan, lotus of Braj. The Padma Kamal lotus means that one who always meditates on the divine couple will soon become very fortunate, because Radha and Shyam will grant boons by the use of the lotus on their feet. They'll give blessings and ashirvad and benefits to the devotees meditating on the lotus on their feet. The lotus flower on Radha's left foot refers to the time when she enters states of man, or love sulk. And at that time, Krishna has to submit himself at Radharani's feet, and then he begins to massage her feet with his own tender lotus hands. The lotus also refers to the Lila Kamal, the small blue lotus flower that Radhika always carries in her hand. Many times, Radha uses this lotus to gently tap Shyam when he naughtily, quote, misbehaves. Unstrung bow on the feet of Radha and Krishna. This means the danu. The danu on the left foot of Krishna and actually it's this mark is only on Krishna's foot. This mark reveals that those who take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna will perpetually be freed from all varieties of difficulties. The danu, or bow, unstrung, there's no string on it, only the bow, indicates that when the mind of the devotee meets the target of Krishna's feet, then prema will increase as a result and overflow as tears showering from the eyes of the devotee. The elephant goad, Ankush, is on Radha and Krishna's feet. Radha's left foot and Krishna's right foot. The Ankush goad denotes that meditation on Radha Govinda's lotus feet brings the elephants of the devotees' minds under control, the mad elephant mind, and keeps that elephant or mind on the right path, as does the function of an ankush. The ankush on Radha's left foot shows that Radha, and only Radha, can completely control the mad elephant hero named Krishna. Triangle, trikon. This is only on Krishna's foot, his left foot. Devotees who take shelter of Krishna's feet get saved from the snares and entrapment of the three modes and the threefold miseries represented by the three sides of the triangle: tama, raja, sattva, and adiatmika, klesha, adibhotika, adidaivaka. All of these one becomes free by meditating on the trikon or triangle on the bottom of Krishna's left lotus foot. The lotus feet of Shyam are the first and last refuge for all the inhabitants of the three worlds. Krishna's lotus feet are the safest sanctuary for the demigods, humans, and animals as well. Though the three sides of the triangle represent the three worlds and three varieties of living entities within those three worlds: devatas, manush, and pashu, demigods, humans, and animals. Everyone should resort to Krishna's lotus feet and take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet with full concentration of three things symbolized by the three sides of the triangle, with full concentration of one's body, mind, and words. And lastly, Krishna's lotus feet have attracted the fixed gaze of the meditative eyes, the three eyes of Lord Shiva. So Trinetra Shankara, he is meditating with his three eyes on the three-sided triangle on the bottom of Krishna's left foot. Barleycorn, one single seed of barley, or job, is on Radharani's left foot and Krishna's right foot. The barleycorn signifies, or Job Kabija, signifies that devotees receive all enjoyable opulence by serving the lotus feet of Radha Govinda, as when there is a rich harvest of many, many crops of job or barley. When one has a rich harvest, then he gains much money. So similarly, so much opulence can come by serving the lotus feet of Radha Govinda, and this is represented by the job kabij, or barley corn, underneath Radha's left big toe and Krishna's right big toe. Once one finds shelter at Radha Govinda's feet, then the devotee's journey through many, many births and deaths is cut very short, just like the size and length of a grain of barley, Job Kabij. As barley grains sustain life for living beings, similarly, the glorious lotus feet of Radha Shyam are the fullest nourishment for all souls. Yajna Kund or Hom Kund. This is only on Radharani's foot, her right foot. The Hom Kund proclaims that the sins of those who meditate on Radha's feet are burned up as if throwing seeds in the fire of sacrifice, the Yajna Kund or the Homa Kund. Swaha, swaha, swaha. Furthermore, the Homa Kund indicates that just as the universe is nourished by the brahmanas offering fire sacrifices, yajñas, homas, similarly, those who offer their minds in sacrifice to Radhika's lotus feet, they become fully enriched and nourished in bhakti. The Hom Kund, or Yajna Kund, also denotes that the eternal loving service of Sri Radha's sweet lotus feet is the ultimate goal of all tapa, vrat, dhan, and yajnas, or homas, which means penances and austerities, vows, charity, or donations, and sacrifices, yajna. Half moon, Ardha Chandra, is on the divine couple's feet. The Ardha Chandra is on Radhika's left foot and Shyam's right foot. The Ardha Chandra signifies that demigods like Lord Shiva have decorated their own heads with the marks on the soles of Radha Govinda's lotus feet in submission. The Ardha Chandra half moon symbol, or chinna, also indicates that devotees who also decorate their own heads with the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna can become exalted devotees, pure devotees, like Lord Shiva. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. As the moon showers nectar with its cooling rays, similarly, the soothing lotus feet of Radha Shyam shower nectar upon their devotees, which extinguishes the threefold material miseries. So that the devotees' minds may reside at their feet, Radha Govinda bear the symbol of the moon, which is the presiding deity of the mind, Man Devata Chandra, Chandrama. The Ardha Chandra on the bottom of Radha and Krishna's feet means that the real moon in the sky has shriveled up in shame and shrunken in size to appear merely as a half in half form before the splendorous full moons of Radha Govinda's lustrous toenails. Chandranaka. Just as the half moon is progressing toward its full size and glory as Purnachandra, Purnima, similarly, the benefit of one who day by day expands and spreads the glories of Radha Govinda's lotus feet certainly increases and waxes to the topmost full moon degree. Upcurving line, Urdhva Reka. This line, this Mangal Chinna, auspicious line, is on the bottom of Radhika's left foot and Krishna's right. The Urdhva Rekha mark signifies that devotees who cling and hold on to the lotus feet of Radha-Shyam, as if holding on to a lifeline, will be transported to the spiritual world. They will be pulled out of the samsara sagar, bhava-sindhu, by holding on and meditating on the lotus feet of Radha Govinda and holding on to that rope, Urdhva Rekha. They'll be pulled out of the cycle of birth and death and taken to Goloka Vrindavan for the devotee who is meditating on their lotus feet when he leaves this body. Hare Krishna. The Urdhva Rekha upcurving line indicates that the path, Bhakti Marg, to Radha Govinda is very direct, straight, and narrow, like a razor's edge. That line also reveals that Radha Govinda's lotus feet can reach down and touch and help the lowest of fallen souls. Patitadam, who takes shelter of them and deliver them to the highest destination. Water pots, kumbha, panika kumbha, they're only on Krishna's feet. There are four water pots on his left foot. The kumbhas, or water pots, mean that Krishna's feet hold the golden pot of pure nectar to be freely consumed and drunk by the surrendered souls. And the devotees will indeed, they will never be bereft of nectar, for this pot of Krishna's lotus feet is always remains full of nectar. Just as a full pot is also an auspicious symbol, Mangala Chinna, full water pot. Similarly, devotees who meditate on Krishna's feet will always experience auspiciousness, kalyan. It denotes that Krishna's feet pour out honey, nectar, from their pots to extinguish the burning fire of separation felt by the gopis, and viraha agni, as well as extinguishing the blazing fire of the threefold miseries felt by the separated devotees, you and me. To hear the humorous statements of the Brajagopis, Krishna bears this emblem of the kumbha of their water pot-like breasts upon his lotus feet. So there are many meanings and symbologies of the kumbha chinna on Krishna's left lotus foot. The chakra on the left foot of Radharani and right foot of Krishna, disc or chakra, indicates that meditation upon the lotus feet of Radha-Shyam cuts down the six enemies of lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, and envy, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, and matsarya. It indicates tejas tattva, the principle of brilliance, the chakra, by which Radha Govinda destroy the darkness of sin from in the caves of the hearts of their devotees. On Radha's foot, her left foot, the chakra shows that she is the Chakravarti. She is a Braja Chakravarti. She is the emperor of her own kingdom formed by the circle of Brajmandal. So Brajmandal, the chakra represents the circle of Brajmandal, and the chakra represents her Chakravarti, her mastership, Vrindavaneshwari Radha's rule over the entire kingdom of Braj. Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki jai. Krishna, the chakra on Krishna's foot represents the time factor. When he always meditates, it's called Kala Chakra. Kala Chakra, the on eternally moving circle of time. The chakra on Krishna's foot, if one meditates on it, he will never be destroyed by time. Rather, he will live eternally in the blissful world of Brajagokul. Concentric circles, one smaller circle inside a larger circle, on Krishna's left foot only. This mark represents the sky, and it Akash, and it shows that though Krishna's feet are everywhere, they are unattached, just like the sky. These two circles also signify that Krishna is within everything and within the circle of our hearts. Yet, at the same time, Krishna is outside of everyone, eternally enjoying the loving embraces of his devotees in Braj. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina. That the concentric circles indicate the rasa dance at the Rasmandal, wherein circles of beautiful gopis spin around Krishna standing in the center, playing his flute, Murlidhar. The concentric circles also signifies Shams whirling like a firebrand, whirling around and around like a firebrand, around Radhika, standing in the middle of the Ras Mandala, mesmerizing Sham with her Veena. Umbrella, Chata. This is on Radharani's left foot and Krishna's right foot. The Chata, or umbrella, on the feet of Radha Govinda proves that those who take shelter of their lotus feet are protected from the incessant rainfall of material miseries. On Radha's feet, or rather foot, the umbrella indicates that her lotus feet provide relief or shade, chaya, to her beloved from the scorching heat felt in her separation. It also refers to Krishna holding Govardhan Hill up in the air like an umbrella to protect Braja from the devastating rains of Indra. It also means that those who always sit in the shade of Radha and Krishna's feet become exalted like great kings, Chakravartis, who usually have, or sometimes they're called Chatapatis, they usually have white umbrellas held over their heads. Cow's hoof print, Gai Kacharan. This is only on Krishna's foot, on his left foot, Gai Kacharan. Gai Kacharan Chinna. This calf's, or rather cow's hoof print on Krishna's foot signifies that those who take full shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna Padashraya, Charanashraya, for them, the vast ocean of material existence, Bhava Sagar or Bhava Sindhu, becomes as small and tiny and insignificant as a little bit of water sitting in the hoof print of a cow. Thus, the entire ocean of material existence can easily be crossed by one who meditates on the Gai Kacharan, cow's hoof print, on the bottom of Krishna's left foot. Thunderbolt, Vidyut. This is only on Krishna's foot, his right foot, his feet, right foot. This Vidyut or thunderbolt proves that meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna smashes and breaks to pieces the mountains of a devotee's karmic reactions to past sins. Whoever holds on to Krishna's lotus feet becomes exalted as Lord Indra, whose weapon is the thunderbolt. This Vidyut thunderbolt marks, it shows that the glories of Krishna's dynasty were established by his own great grandson named Vajranabha. Vajra means like Vidyut, thunderbolt. Why? Because Vajranabha came to Braj Mandal and he built shrines and installed various deities like Madan Mohan, Govindaji, Haridev, Keshavdev, Baldev. He installed various ancient deities to preserve the memory of the many places of Krishna's pastimes. And Vajranabha also initiated regular festival celebrations of Krishna's Leela throughout Braj Mandal. The chariot, Rath. This is on the bottom of Radharani's lotus feet, on her right foot. This Rath, or chariot, shows that the chariot of the mind, Manoratena, can be easily controlled by fixing the mind on Radha's lotus feet. The Rath, or chariot, indicates that Krishna is so merciful to his devotees that he even becomes a chariot driver for them. And of course, Radharani is the greatest of all Krishna's devotees. So that mark on the bottom of Krishna's mark on the bottom of Radharani's right foot indicates that, like Arjuna, Krishna carries Radharani on his back in the Rasa dance, or at least pretended to for a moment. This chariot shows that the supreme goal may be easily attained, just as there is no trouble in traveling when one sits on a chariot and rides down the road. So by sitting Radharani's lotus feet in our minds, we can easily traverse the bhakti marg and the road of life without experiencing difficulty and trouble. Whoever keeps his mind on the chariot of Radha's feet emerges victorious like a king in the battle with Maya. The chariot of Krishna's mind is carried away by the loving service of Srimati Radharani. So the chariot sitting near the heel of Radharani's right foot symbolizes that Krishna's mana retena is carried away and totally controlled by the pure loving service of Srimati Radharani. Swastik. The swastik is only on Krishna's lotus feet, on his right foot. The swastik shows that nothing inauspicious can come to one who cherishes Krishna's feet in his heart. Aktagon, ashtakon. This is only on Krishna's feet, on his right foot. The ashtakon, aktagon, symbolizes that those who worship Krishna's feet will be protected in all eight directions, wherever they go. It also shows that nothing within the kingdom of eight directions is unattainable for Krishna's devotees. The blackberry fruit, jambu, which is only on Krishna's feet, his right foot, shows that Krishna's lotus feet are the only worshipable objects for the residents of Jambu Dwipam, which is the island of the blackberry, according to Vedic cosmography. Club, Gada. This mark is only on Radha's feet, her right foot, and it shows that Radharani's feet can chastise the elephant of sinful lust. She can beat down that mad elephant of calm lust with that club on her right foot. The kundal, earring, is on Radharani's right foot only, and it shows that Krishna's ears are always listening to the tinkling sound of Radha's charming ankle bells. And Krishna's ears are always listening to the melodious sound of Radha's voice, the sweet rhythms of her love poems, and the intoxicating ragas of her veena. Is all represented by the earring, the one earring on the bottom of Radharani's right foot. The mountain, or parvat, on Radharani's right foot only, reveals that even though Giri Govardhan is worshipped by all of Braj as the best of mountains, still, Govardhan Hill in turn especially serves the lotus feet of Radhika, Haridas Varya. The bracelet, Chudi, this is on Radharani's left foot, indicates that Radha's feet are always being held in Krishna's hands when he massages them at times when Radha enters a love sulk of man. Just as a bracelet always accompanies the hand, Radha's feet are always in Krishna's hands, loving hands. Shakti mark. The shakti, or spear, on Radharani's right foot only, means that for those who take shelter of Radha, her feet immediately appear to slash all the miserable bonds of mundane material life. It means that Sri Radha is the source of unlimited Shakti or powers. Sarva Shakti Mayi Radharani Ki Jai. Flower, Pushpa. The Pushpa or flower is on Radharani's feet only, on her left foot. The Pushpa flower shows that the divine fame of Radha's feet spread everywhere, just like the fragrance of a flower. The flower shows that Radha's feet are not hard, but soft as flower petals. And it means that just as every fruit comes into being after the plant blooms, similarly, all spiritual fruits will come into being after first blossoming at the soles of Radhika's lotus feet. Creeper or Lata. This is on the left bottom of the bottom of Radharani's left foot only. This Lata, creeper, symbolizes, this mark of a creeper, symbolizes how the desire creeper of the devotees continues to grow until it gradually takes shelter at Radha's feet. It shows that Radha's feet are found in the forest of Vrindavan, where there are many vines and creepers thriving. The Lata on Radharani's left foot also indicates that Radha's feet wander amidst the many kunjas and vine-laden kunja mandirs scattered throughout Braj. The Lata, or creeper, flower creeper, also proves that Radhika is the supreme goddess of herbal medicines, and that her feet are the ideal medicine for curing the disease of materialism. The Lata on Radha's left foot means that Radhika is like a creeper wrapping around the tamal tree known as Krishna. Intelligent devotees will hold on to Radha's lotus feet, just as a creeper firmly grasps and holds tightly to whatever it ascends. So we should hold Radharani's lotus feet tightly in our minds, just like the creeper tightly wraps around the trunk and branches of a tree supporting it. And then we can gradually ascend to the kingdom of divine service of Radharani and Loka Vrindavan. Thus concludes the Charachina Dhyan, the meditation Charachina Artha Dhyan, the meditation on the symbols and marks, 19 symbols and marks on the bottoms of Radha and Krishna's lotus feet.